Stitched, from best-selling author Emma Milden, narrated by Sky Alley. A book dedicated to everyone trying to stitch their life back together. To the weird ones, the soul searchers, the derailed, unhinged, untamed, and unruly. Because we all have days where we are just hanging on by a thread. Introduction. I had lost everything. Sucker punch to the soul. You know, in ninja films, how all the bad guys surround you and then take turns at kicking the bejesus out of you one by one? I wish life was so polite. Imagine if everyone took their turn to throw negativity at you. Nope. It's more like an all-at-once kind of reality. So here's my story. My big, fat knot of a life. I'm pretty fed up with change. From losing friends and lovers to having to reset my damn passwords. Like, enough already. I think change has turned my world upside down so much that now I'm like a doomsday prepper. Always ready. A total survivalist. Constantly on the move. Prepared to lose it all. Either that or expecting to. And no, it's not a Buddhist no-attachment thing. It's a fool-me-once, shattered-my-life-into-a-million-pieces thing. I've stitched myself back together so many times, I'm too scared to believe it all ends well. I guess we will find out how it all ends at the end of my story. I'm either a total millennial pessimist, or someone who is just good at outrunning a therapy bill. Either way, they both have grim outcomes, and both point to Crazy Town. So, you know, exciting stuff lies ahead. My journal holds the truths of my journey. The reason I left my world behind me, how it crumbled, my search for a new world, and my struggle to find my place in it. Here's how my world got cut to shreds, and my journey to try and thread all the tiny pieces that make my knotted life worth living back together. And let's be honest, there are two ways to tackle a knot. Try to unthread it patiently, detangling, pulling, tugging, hacking away at it, or you can just cut it apart, give up, and start over. You could say it's quitting. I call it reinvention. Welcome to my world and how it unraveled. 1. Dear Journal, I remember when you caught my eye. I peered at you through a bookshelf and did a double take before walking down the aisle toward you. Something drew me to you, almost as though I knew you were the one. I looked at you and said to myself, "You're coming home with me." I remember picking you up and rubbing my hand over your rich Hessian exterior. Your colors reminded me of a Buddhist robe, bright red and yellow. You oozed inspiration in a peaceful sort of way. Yep, I had to have this journal. From that day on, you were always in my handbag or jean shorts back pocket. You became part of my body, like a ring from a dead grandma or a cell phone to a textaholic. You were my treasure, a safe place for me to scribe my most secret admissions, and in truth, a place for me to realize them. The first time I wrote in you, I was even worried you would judge me. Can you imagine? After all, you were nothing more than blank pieces of paper bound together with glue. But there is something so permanent about putting thoughts onto paper. The truth can bellow like an enraged bull when you write it down and it's staring back at you, ready to charge into your life. A huff and puff of brutal honesty. Often not even known to the writer until it is written. I decided I wasn't going to write to you as if I were reporting the news. News reports are for strangers. I would try to write to you as a friend, as though you were my guardian angel, my cosmic team, my soul sister, listening to my every word, and so I began to share my life with you. Hola, journal. That's hello in Spanish. Not that many folks here in this small town of Karitane, New Zealand, know what the hell hola means. Karitane is quite possibly one of the most boring small farm towns in the world. If I said hola to someone, they would probably reply with, "Gesundheit, dear."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?